Well, thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. We are continuing looking at the subject, are you prepared for the final battle? And we have been examining the case that would point to the possibility of what we described several weeks ago out of Revelation chapter 20, where Satan has been loosed at the end of time, right? Prior to the return of the Messiah. And what kinds of evidence have we discovered that seem to point in that direction? We obviously know that something has drastically shifted. Something has drastically changed as we move from the 19th into the 20th century and then throughout the 20th century into the 21st century. There has definitely been a shift spiritually. And we have been putting forth various exhibits, as it were, for evidence to point toward that real probability, possibility that this has already happened. And we're not told in the scripture how long this would last. We're simply told that it would be something that would end up in the enemy deceiving the nations and gathering them together to make war against the people of God. And you can go back through the last several podcasts and look at the different kinds of evidence that we have put forth to possibly prove that this has transpired and taken place. As I said, when we close the podcast on Friday, excuse me, they need an event. They need something in order to kick this off. And what that event would be, I don't know. Would it be an economic event, a crash of some sort globally in the world economy? Would it be a war, a nuclear strike somewhere? Who knows? But God is in control, and he is orchestrating history, and he is working in the midst of all that the enemy is doing. He's turning it on its head, and he is moving history toward that final moment when there will be that final confrontation, and God will once and for all deal with the enemy and put him away forever. It's coming. But before it comes, it's going to be a very, very interesting time in the history of the world. One of the things that you can certainly be preparing for and trying to get your mind prepared for is that there are going to be supernatural events that will take place. They will be real. They will be powerful. The events supernaturally that will be being produced by the side of darkness will be for the purpose of deception. The supernatural power and events that will be demonstrated from the kingdom of God will be to overthrow that deception and overthrow the works of the devil. It's going to be conflict. And when you go back in history and you look at time periods when such supernatural events had taken place, you have three relatively, brief periods of time when there was a flurry of the miraculous or the supernatural that was visible to most people. You had it during the days of Moses and Elijah, Moses and Joshua. And obviously that was, the deliverance of Israel from Egypt, the parting of the Red Sea, the manna, the provision. I mean, all kinds of supernatural provision, demonstrations of power, the visible presence of God. I mean, there was a lot that was going on. Then you had a break, as it were. Didn't mean that God was not active, because he was. But then we have another flurry of the supernatural being manifested in history during the time of Elijah and Elisha, and the miracles that were performed in their time of prophecy. And then, again, you move into, it appears, a time when there's not a lot of activity, and we come to the time of Christ, the Messiah, and the apostles. And there, again, wow, a flurry of the supernatural invaded the earth when he came, and when he entered into space and time. And it continued throughout the days of the apostles. Miracles, healings, deliverances, resurrections, supernatural provision. I mean, almost like a second Exodus, as a new Moses came to deliver his people from the slavery of sin and of Satan. Now, there are going to be, and there's going to be this one final flurry, as it were, of the supernatural globally. And they're going to be associated with a great deception that Paul the Apostle tells us is coming prior to the return of Jesus. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12, Paul says the coming of the lawless one is connected with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with every kind of wicked deception toward those who are perishing. Well, they perish because they didn't accept the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God sends them a spirit of delusion, delusional force, to lead them to believe the lie, so that they may be judged, all those who did not believe the truth, but delighted in wickedness. You know, Paul says that this one who's coming, this man of sin, this anti-Messiah, he's going to come, and associated with his coming is going to be power, signs, and wonders, but the wonders are false. They're deceptive wonders, and he's going to work every kind of wicked deception. But the deception and its power is only going to be influential over the hearts of those who have refused to embrace and believe the truth of Messiah, who have refused to believe the gospel and embrace the truth of the Word of God. So they will be swept up in the deception. God is even going to send a spirit of delusion. He's going to allow them because they have willfully chosen to reject willfully the truth. They refuse to believe it. They made a willful choice and said, no, I will not believe this truth. And they've chosen to therefore embrace the lie. And that lie is probably going to be centered around the first lie. You don't need God. You're your own God. And so men will embrace that and believe it and follow a path to their own self-deification, as it were. But it will be a path that is going to lead them to ruin and destruction. But the key here is, what I'm trying to get to focus on, is the fact that Paul says this, that when this person comes, it's going to be with signs and wonders and deceptive miracles, supernatural things. How will they manifest? I don't know. There's a lot of people out there who are scholars in their own right who believe that this deception is going to be accompanied by a flurry of paranormal events, some associated with the whole, UFO phenomenon. Is that going to be associated with it? Quote unquote, the beings from the other realm showing up and giving us their 2 cents worth about the fact that they've been here all along and that they actually seeded this world, and they can show us historically the way that they've acted in human history and have been our protectors and blah blah blah. Well, obviously, I've done a teaching on this, but there's not little green men from another star system. Whatever is being encountered in these whole, UAP, UFO encounters where there's been abductions and so forth, is demonic. It's not aliens. It's demonic. It is evil. Will that be associated with it? I don't know. Who knows how these signs and wonders are going to be manifested, but they're going to be manifested in a very demonstrative way, visible way. And people are going to be sucked into the lie because of it. So when this starts to get kicked off, be prepared. You're going to see things. If it's during our time, we're going to see things that are going to shock us, surprise us, frighten us if we allow fear to grip our hearts. It's going to be a time unlike any other time in history, as Jesus said. And the good thing is, we know who's already won. And that's our Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the light of all of this evidence, in the light of all of the things we've been talking about, are you ready? Well, are you steeling your mind and your spiritual walk for what is coming? Are you getting prepared? It's very, very vital that you do. And that you're aware of what is getting ready to unfold in the history of humanity. We're going to talk about what preparations we need to make, how we need to go about making those preparations physically and spiritually. Lord willing, when we get back together tomorrow. May the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be yours today in fullest measure. Thanks for joining us.